Come nightfall, his mind defaults to Alwyn. And as ever, she comes to him suddenly, but with no clear definition. Of course, this is the time of night and the type of light out of which Alwyn is always likely to loom, a creature of gloom and shadow, always keeping late hours. And all her arrivals echo their first meeting. She had materialised out of a fog of dry ice and strobe lights, disentangling herself from a sway of bodies. Suddenly, her face was in front of him, wearing an expression pitched at an angle between crazed and querulous. The first thing he noticed was that her pupils were so dilated there was no colour in her eyes. To confirm that impression, she then stuck her tongue out to show the pill clinging to its tip. And this was a time in Neelan's life when he did not need twice telling. He leaned in and covered her tongue with his mouth and took whatever she was offering. In keeping with the turmoil of that night, he has no memory of what happened after that. But when he woke beside her the following morning with his jaw aching and his mouth tasting as if he'd been chewing metal, he sensed that something had been settled between them. When she turned towards him, her eyes were fully open.